Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
A strawberry alarm clock brings back this a nice little Jeopardy questionnaires. And what is the name of that song? And that's that band, Strawberry Alarm Clock, Incense and Peppermint. 23 after the hour, that's from the Wayback Machine, like me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my books, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And for my new book, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com. That's with the number three. Kelly Riggs is the father. He's the co-author, along with his son, Robbie Riggs, of the book Counter Mentor Leadership. And they're experts at helping people put their best foot forward with the with their internal and external stakeholders, whether it be executing their company performance or helping their customers grow their businesses and change when they need to, which we all have to do. Kelly, I want you to tell us in a nutshell what counter-mentor leadership means.
Well, it's a process, and we're process-driven. Counter-mentor leadership implies counter, something counter to what's happening now, something different. And the whole idea was, we grew up mentoring. I grew up mentoring my son when he was in college and so forth. But as he got out of college, developed his own career and came home and had conversations, those conversations began to tilt a little bit more in his favor, where I was asking him his opinions, his ideas, and his thoughts about his generation and what they offer and those kind of things. And we developed this concept of counter mentoring. It's not just mentoring in one way, but it's sort of like a teeter-totter. It balances out where you can get the most out of both. So we developed this methodology, seven-step methodology for teaching leaders exactly how to become more effective in leadership in the workplace. Part of that is the mentoring process, but there's so much more to it. And as you implied before the break, some of that is teaching people how to own the process and own what they do in the workplace.
Robbie, that's the thing that's helped me the most. I really struggled with millennials early on because especially, well, I some of the earliest millennials I had were absolutely prototype, cliche, poster children for everything people don't like about millennials, the early ones I had. And since then I've had a lot of different ones, but what I was able to do was to tell them that they, in their assignment, whatever it is that we've asked them to do, they own that. They own the good, the bad, and the ugly. If they succeed, if they fail, they own it. And to the degree that they need me, the owner of the company, the founder of the company, the guy on the front of the paycheck, to the degree that they need me to help them be successful, at that moment I work for them. That seemed to click. What do you think?
Oh, it's huge. And that sense of ownership that I have now over that task. And I think what's critical there, Jim, is giving that individual, in this case, that millennial employee, a sense of not only ownership of what I'm doing, but this thing that I've taken ownership of adds value. And I have that sense of autonomy and an opportunity to grow, an opportunity to exceed your expectations. We anchor this in our methodology. The counter is an acronym. And the first three steps of that process are communicating the desired outcomes, owning that relationship, which means setting crystal clear expectations and then seeking to understand that individual's perspective.
Not just the assignment, but the relationship.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Go ahead. And then the other one? One more.
Well, yeah, and I think that the understanding their perspective is the critical part. So when you understand the perspective of that young individual, they will then feel like you care about them. Right, which is the oldest thing in the book. We've been talking about making people feel value, right? Maya Angelou said it years ago, right? People don't care how much you know, they know how much you care. They want you to feel a certain way. And when you seek to understand their perspective, you model the behavior that you want out of that young employee.
And Kelly, the one thing, though, one of your points here is something that every business owner, every manager of anybody, millennial or otherwise, is responsible for and has to be conveyed to new people coming in, and that is this company, this organization has to execute.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And I like the way you phrase that, because so many times when Robbie and I get calls, we get calls from business owners and say, hey, can you teach us how to, quote unquote, manage millennials? And that's such a farce. You're not teaching someone some, you know, tips and tricks to learn how to, you know, do dog tricks or something with a millennial generation, because leadership is not at all generational. It's relational. And understanding those perspectives and owning that relationship is something you do regardless of generation. You've got millennials now owning the relationship with boomer employees. So it does. It gets down to the point where, in essence, everything we're doing is about execution. If we can't teach people how to execute and let them own that process of executing their individual job and the expectations of that job, then we're really not doing our job as well as a leader. And we always say every problem is a leadership problem. If you've got an underperforming team, right, quit blaming your team. Right. Not your team's fault. It's your fault.
Well, and a big thing about the execution is at some point in time, all the stuff that the millennials would like to do, maybe for just today, maybe this week, maybe this month, maybe even this year, has to take a back seat to the fact that we got to execute and pay the bills. and it might mean...
Well, I would argue, Jim, that is a leadership problem. If your millennials are struggling and they want to do all these pie-in-the-sky, touchy-feely things, yep, but they don't understand the importance of executing and delivering every day, then right, you as a leader have failed that individual, failed to communicate what it is we do here. But sometimes
you have to making that come across to sometimes to millennials is a little more of a struggle than we've had in past generations.
No doubt.
So, anyway, hey, guys, I need a website, please.
Check us out, countermentors.com. That's countermentors with an S.com. Find our book on Amazon, iTunes, Barnes & Noble. Jim, we appreciate the time today.
Kelly and Robbie Riggs, ladies and gentlemen, the Father and Son Act. We'll have them back again another day. They got more to teach us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.